This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Malcolm Campbell, good afternoon.
Hi, Con. Nice to see you. What a surprise.
I know. I'm sort of covering for Warren, filling his ample size shoes. And you were so keen because you just wanted to find out how that cruise went.
I know, but I'll have to talk to him next week. But happy to have you, Con. It was a surprise. You kept it a surprise for me, which I love a surprise. So I'm very happy to be here.
I am looking forward to it because I listen to the two of you banter every Monday. And think to myself, yes. I want to be in the studio.
Yes.
See the show. Because it's going on.
Mm-hmm.
How have you been?
I'm good. I'm very good.
Did you catch up any of the fun and frivolities to do with Victoria Street Pride?
I did go yesterday, but okay. It was hot. And we sat for a couple of hours and then we came home because it was just hot. We came home and got in the air conditioning, husband and I. So, yes, definitely. But we saw a few people there and I was looking for the Joy broadcast, but I couldn't find it.
The Joy broadcast, I think, went to 12 to 2 o'clock. Yes, it did.
But where was it?
We were located on Gertrude Street, very close to, I would sort of say, between Smith and Napier Street.
Maybe one of those empty marquees.
No, it wasn't. We were fully staffed all the way till 5 o'clock.
Oh, well, I just was blind and missed it, and I haven't even been drinking. So there you go. But guess what? Since you've been in the studio, a cool change has come through.
Oh, really?
It's only 26 now instead of 36.
No way.
Yes way. I came out of the office at 4:30 to come here, and it was like cold. A sea breeze has come through. But okay. It will hot up to 37, as you said, tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I just sort of looked at the temperature and it's going to be a stinker even more so tomorrow. I didn't realise there's a bit of a cool change between now and then. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So, word of sport. Obviously, there's a big event today that happened. I will call it, my notes, I'm going to call it, it's the Taylor Swift show and it's all about the mid-show entertainment with a Super Bowl game thrown in.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's usually all about the halftime show.
It is.
And so, the halftime show was Usher. Now, that's Usher.
Okay.
Yeah. Moving on. There's also a game they play. And, of course, the game was, for the third time in 5 years, Kansas City won the Super Bowl. And they beat the San Francisco 49ers in extra time. Can you believe that?
Extra time.
So close. Well, they got to the end of the game and it was a draw.
Yeah.
So they played a bit more time and Kansas won 25-22. But, of course, everyone's more interested in, was Taylor Swift there? Was she enjoying herself? Because her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, is one of the players for Kansas City. Yep, and she was, and I saw a viral video of her as I'm on the tram to come here from the city, jumping up and down, hugging people.
Okay. We're not here to talk about the Super Bowl game. We're talking about Kansas City and Taylor Swift's connection.
Oh, no, but we also enjoy the game. You know, I had a little bit of, it was on Travis. The telly at work.
Okay.
I didn't really see any, I was busy, but you could see it, and it's like, they're handsome, big, sporty guys. Hello.
Yeah.
Underneath all that padding.
I mean, I've sort of watched the game too in the past. And, of course, every Super Bowl Monday, I sort of do catch it. But it's a very sort of different moving game to what AFL is like.
I know.
And it's very stop and start.
Well, they play for about 3 hours, but in all, they're actually only playing for 20 minutes.
Oh,
they have all these breaks of, you know, at downs and touches and all this sort of stuff, and a lot of breaks in play. So they actually only play for about 20 minutes.
Okay. Mm. So that's the result. Ooh. And extra time. And I think it was only a handful of times it's gone into extra time.
That's right.
It's sort of historic.
My phone's ringing. Client's calling, but I'm on air. So
you're in demand.
I'll call you back, client. Okay. Leave a voicemail. Malcolm will call you back. He does have another job outside of Joy. But it is after my office hours officially.
All right.
Okay. Now, the World Aquatics Championships are going on in Doha, Qatar. Did you know that?
I did, because you were talking about it last week.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, it had just started.
Oh, weren't you?
Yes, you were. I was. Yes.
Good. I thought so.
You are a good listener.
I do produce the show, so I do have to have a listen in to see what shenanigans go on when I'm not in the studio.
Well, it had just started, and the diving had just started last week, and the diving has just finished, and Australia has done pretty well in the diving, but what they've done is they've introduced synchronised mixed-sex diving. So a man and a woman dives together, two men dive together, two women to dive together. So there's a lot more events. And so We won a couple in the diving, a mixed one, man and woman, one diving and a woman one. And then they also won a swimming relay, a long distance swimming relay. So we're actually second on the medal table after the long open water swimming and the diving. China is way out in front with 17 golds and we've got three. Because China virtually wins every diving. They are amazing, the Chinese divers. Stunning. I saw some dive, a 10-metre platform dive from one of the Chinese diver, and it was like about 55 somersaults and had a perfect entry to the water. Amazing. Amazing. So that's going on. The swimming is starting, like the swimming pool, the pool swimming is just starting.
Okay.
But we haven't sent a full strong team because the Olympics are in July. They're more aiming on that than the World Championship. So they have sent a team, but it's not all the best swimmers. It's other swimmers giving them a go.
But I'm assuming that's going to be with all the countries. They're sort of sending as good a contingent as possible, except for China, which sends the best.
Yeah, that's right. No, diving's different than swimming, you know.
Okay.
So they can send their best, and we did send our best for diving, but not for swimming. It's different. Okay. You've got to be in form at the right time. And if you've got a World Championships and Olympics in 1 year, which is rare, this is delayed because of COVID. So the swimming calendar is a bit out of whack. So we haven't sent our strong because we're focusing on the Olympics. To Australians, the Olympics is better than the World Championships.
Totally.
Yeah.
When it comes to World Championships, aquatic championships, how often are they held? Are they held every 4 years? Or?
They're held every year, but not in an Olympic year. But this year, they are being held in an Olympic year because they're still trying to catch up.
Okay.
Because you remember the Tokyo Olympics were delayed a year.
Yes.
Yeah, because of COVID. So the Paris Olympics are this July and they're only 3 years after the last Olympics.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All righty. So moving on from the World Aquatic Championship, how long have they got for? They've just started, you just mentioned.
The diving was for 1 week. The swimming will be for another week to 10 days.
Okay.
I haven't got the calendar right on me, but actually there is a schedule here if I look right in front of me online. They're from the 2nd to the 18th of February. So they'll finish this weekend, the swimming events.
Yeah. I've just spotted it too. If you're not into diving swim, there's also water polo. And
yes, there is.
I wonder what the difference is between artistic swimming and...
Artistic swimming's the name now for synchronized swimming.
That's right. I was going to say, is there a difference between synchronized and artistic? But that's what they've called it.
They've changed it to that. I don't know why.
Okay.
But they have had to allow men to do it because if they didn't have men doing it, then they wouldn't be allowed in the Olympics because all the sports have to be equal.
Yep.
And obviously, artistic swimming was very female dominated, but they now have men in it. So they're doing mixed now and men's solo and men's duet as well, which I'm sure I'd like to watch.
I was going to say, out of all those events, diving is number one for you.
For
your watching pleasure.
Well, not me particularly, but I have a friend, he goes to the Olympics, he's from America, and he goes to every Olympics. He's been going since the 1980s, and he only goes to diving, male gymnastics, wrestling.
Okay.
you get the drift.
I get the feeling of what we were going to with that.
Yeah.
All righty. So moving on from World Aquatic Championships that are in Doha, what else is happening?
Well, Australia's been playing cricket still against South Africa in the women's. They've been playing multi-format. So that means you get points for winning each match. And now the matches have either been a test match, which is 5 days, or a one-day match, or a 2020 match, which is half a day. And South Africa have beaten us in a couple of them, but we're leading the points challenge and they're about to have a test. So we'll see how the Australian team go there in the multi-format. Now, of course, the men, they have played their tests and now they're playing the one-day and 2020 matches. And the most recent match was in Hobart where we clobbered them.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's more to come. And then Australia's going to be touring New Zealand soon. So,
right.
Yeah.
And then obviously then there's a bit of a break because then we hit for the Northern Hemisphere. The summer kicks over there and they head over to...
Places like India and England. Yeah, that's right.
Fair enough. That's the cricket that's going on there. Moving on to the world of tennis.
The world of tennis, yes. Look, the tennis has been played in the Middle East for the women. What's her name? Elena Rybakina. She won the tournament in Abu Dhabi. And then in the US, Tommy Paul won in Dallas. And in Argentina, a qualifier. It was interesting, qualifiers. I've explained qualifiers to Warren. Do you know what a qualifier is?
I know what a qualifying match is or a qualifying game, but what's it?
Well, let's explain. In a tennis tournament, you have the 32 people who are in the draw.
Yes.
But they have a tournament before it called a qualifying tournament.
Okay.
And they have about a 16 in that, and you have to win matches to win that to get into the main tournament.
Yes.
Well, in this tournament in Argentina, two qualifiers made the final, and the Italian Darderi beat the Argentine Bagnanis. So they had actually played a whole tournament before they played the real tournament, and both of them got to final and one beat the other. So that's pretty rare. That'll make the news.
Okay.
Not just my news. and then in Marseille, the Frenchman Hugo Humbert won on home soil against Grigor Dimitrov from Bulgaria. So good news in tennis this week.
Great. We're catching up with Malcolm Campbell about all things sports related. Now, with the qualifiers with tennis, the one I do know about is before Wimbledon, there is the Queen's Club, isn't there? There's a tournament. Is that a qualifier too?
No, it's not. That's a separate tournament.
Oh, okay.
2 weeks before Wimbledon. And then Wimbledon does have qualifying.
It does.
And you have to win three matches to get into the main draw, just like you do at the Australian Open, okay, French and US Open. But Queens is a tournament held before. And that's for people having a tune-up for the main Wimbledon. Yeah, so, yeah, nearly.
Cool.
Way more knowledge than Warren, I tell you.
He's learning a lot. Every time he gets off air on Mondays, he goes, oh, my gosh, this is what I found out from Malcolm this week.
Well,
whether it sits with him the week after, I don't really know.
I don't know. I'll test him next week. What a lucky loser is.
Okay. Moving on from the tennis.
We've got the A-League football.
A-League soccer, men and women.
Yes.
What's going on in that wonderful world
there?
Well,
in the men, we had Western Sydney drew 3-3 with Newcastle.
Okay.
Brisbane thrashed Melbourne City 5-1. Wellington Phoenix from New Zealand beat Western United, who are a Melbourne-based team. And then Sydney beat Central Coast 3-1. And then Macarthur, which are from Western Sydney, beat Melbourne Victory 1-0. And then Adelaide United and Perth Glory had a 3-3 draw. And then in the women's A-League, we had Western United beat Brisbane 3-2. Melbourne and Sydney had a 0-0 draw. Western Sydney beat Newcastle 2-1. Perth Glory and Canberra had a 2-2 draw. And then we had another draw in Melbourne and Central Coast. And then Canberra got up and beat Melbourne 3-1 in another match.
Wow.
Yeah, very good. And so that's our weekly wrap-up for the A-League.
Soccer. Man, now, one of the last things I remember you mentioned to me we're going to be chatting about is something called the Enhanced Games.
Yes. Now, have you heard about this week?
No, I haven't.
Do you know what it means?
I dare not mention what I could think it could mean. I'll probably get it so wrong.
No,
you go to it, Malcolm. What is it?
Well, the Enhanced Games, some billionaire has come up with holding a games like the Olympics where everyone is allowed to take drugs.
Oh.
Yes. So they want to see.
Enhance. Okay.
Correct. So they want to see how far the human limit with, you know, medical supervision can go.
Yeah.
And so James Magnussen was an Australian swimmer,
yes,
who went to the Olympics, and he's been offered $1.5 million to go in it and try and break the world record, which he could do, but he'd be on drugs, so it wouldn't officially be recognised. But he wants to see if he can do it because he wants the $1.5 million. He's retired. He's not swimming anymore. He's 34, which is a little bit old, so we'll see if he could do it. But they haven't announced where these games are, who's in them, but obviously he's been approached and he said, yeah, I'll do it. So it's out there in the ether because you think of do you remember Ben Johnson?
Yes.
1988 Seoul Olympics,
yeah,
won the 100 metres, then got stripped and banned because he was on steroids. And, you know, certain sports, they are.
Yeah.
And they get caught. Some of them don't get caught. So they're not clean, the world of sport.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting to see what will happen.
Okay. And the other quite well-known sports person that used it unbeknownst to a lot was a cyclist. What's Lance Armstrong?
Yes.
Okay.
He did, yes. So it's out there.
Okay.
And the really good ones, they probably all do use it, but it depends if they can get caught or not.
So the premise of the thing is we're going to give you a lot of money if you win a particular event to sort of see how fast or how far or how quick or wherever you go.
Exactly. Compared
to those who do not
take drugs.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that watch this space. They say it's going to be next year, but they don't know where, when, how, whatever. But it's been in the news because an Australian has put his hand up to say, I'll have a go.
Okay. Interesting. Thanks, Malcolm.
Right.
You brought us all the sports news we need to know. And if anything we don't need to know, hey, don't worry about it.
No, that's right.
What's on for the rest of the afternoon training?
Yes, off to the gym.
Oh, good. Yeah. We'll catch you next Monday in the hot seat with Warren.
I will. Thank you very much, Con.
Looking forward to it.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.